blessings of life, and welcome this week to Astrophysics Class 9-1. This is the first class in the last month, the ninth month. This is the 33rd encounter. We are now moving into the month titled, I Am That I Am, the Law of Identity. It is important this month you identify as having the power of the teachings, that you identify with being a master, that you identify with being one with God, that you identify yourself as a child of God, experiencing with a mission for God here on earth, that you are doing something for God's sake here. Let your light shine in your mighty I Am That I Am. This is the basic law of identity. Today we're going to be talking about color awareness. And this is advanced color awareness. We're going to be giving you an interpretation of 81 colors today. You can write these down if you wish. They will be on your monitor for you to see. In the awareness of the auric perception, you probably have been getting the perception, if not the seeing, of the color. You may be feeling it, you may just perceive it as there, you may actually have a seeing or solidity there. But it may be just a feeling. When your clairvoyance is first opening up, it's more like it's deeper somewhere in your mind that you know that you're aware of that color that is there. But as you get deeper in your mind, you come closer and closer to the point where you're in conscious union with the seer within you, and then you see the color clearly around the individual, around their auric structure. They're generating colors out from their inner auric field. The outer aura is a transitory aura that is changing form, constantly changing. And the inner aura is a more constant, it is growing. It keeps adding color within the inner fields. And the colors become stronger and more powerful the more you are associating with a particular vibratory rate. Then you have the causal body of light, which is another auric structure of the God self. So there are these three structures. Most people read the outer auric structure. By practicing an inner meditation and the inner eye, by looking at someone, concentrating there on an open awareness and then closing your eyes, you will go into their inner aura, and that will reflect on the screen of the mind. And as you are looking at it on the screen of the mind, this mind can be here in your brow, or it may be right there around that person. It can be any of these places, as long as it is picking up reception and has a screen to capture the vibration. If you've not studied and worked with your rainbow bridge enough, you will not have a matrix in the mind to capture the vibrations coming off another person's aura. You put the colors in so that you have something there to reflect upon in mind. You need these structures in mind to capture vibrations. We're coming now towards the end of this course, and it's important that you double your efforts in all of your exercises, that you be more serious and concentrated on the exercises, that you feel more of the presence of God and the aid of the Masters, the aid of Christ and the holy beings, the counseling and ministering of angels to you. Feel this. Take this heritage as a universal being of God. This is your right, your privilege. This is your power. Without it, you will not succeed into the higher levels of consciousness. You are not alone. Anyone thinks they can do it all by themselves will find themselves in a very lonely place. We are all connected to one another. We are networked together by the consciousness of humanity. We are networked together by the consciousness of light. In the color awareness, the first color I want to give you, and these are the auric colors, as you see them in the aura, and their spiritual meaning, their higher meaning. Now, this is not a mental meaning or a physiological meaning, so because the colors have a physiological meaning, and they all have also have a psychological meaning and effect. So we're talking about a higher vibrational area and how these colors affect your spirit and spiritual growth. And so it's how they're affecting at the spiritual level. And as you work with the colors, you will see how they affect the psychological level and the physical level and how they manifest there differently in their expression than they do from the spiritual level. But the this is where they're at their pure state. Once they get into an individual's mind, they fall under the category of that individual's expression. And then the colors are limited by the expression of the individual. If the individual has expanded to a complete spiritual state, then they will have the awareness at that level. But if they are at a mental level and haven't reached that spiritual state, then they'll interpret from their own experiences in their mind. They cannot reflect upon anything deeper than their mental energies at this point. There are some cannot get out of body senses and consciousness. So the colors mean something physically that is more solid, that deals with the senses, security, sexuality, the stimulation and gratification of the senses and sensations. So we're talking from a more detached, objective, transcendent point of view as we look at the aura, and we're looking from the third eye and above. We're not looking from any of the chakras below. We have all the rest turned off. We are just concentrating out of the third eye, perceiving in detachment these colors. The first color is the color red. Now the color red brings emotions, feeling, love, and sensuous body. The color red brings emotions, feelings, love, and sensuous body. This is what it stimulates when you bring the color red in your aura when you're on the spiritual path. You're stimulating emotions, your feelings, your love, and the sensuality of your body. You're stimulating those senses and the sensations that's in it, how you feel in the body. And so red can be a grounding color on the spiritual path. It can be a stabilizing color if you use it in the red energies. Remember, some of these interpretations are positive, some of them are negative, and some have positive and negative both within them. So you must look at these things and see that some of these things are desirable on the spiritual path and some are not desirable on the spiritual path. You don't want to keep stimulating your senses if you're trying to overcome them. But when you want to use them, you want them at their strongest and most purest sense. So you have to charge them with red. But if you were going to go into a higher plane, you need to turn the red off to go into the higher plane so the senses aren't pulling you back. You see what I'm saying about they can be positive or negative? It's on the use of how you are using this energy. If you're using it to go towards something or away from something, if you're using it to go towards spirit or away from spirit, you're going to be moving in different directions with this color depending on where you put your consciousness. If you put it in the spirit, it's in the spirit. If you put it in the mind, it's in the mind. If you put it in the body, it's in the body. The second color is orange. Now orange, in a spiritual aura, stimulates aspiration of the self and union, or what's called yoga, a union. To be in union with the physical body, the emotional body, the mental body, the psychic, creative, individual, to have a unity flowing in an aspiration of the true self, a unity of consciousness that is a joyful unity, where you have joy and happiness being released in this orange ray. So in the orange ray, and when you're seeing that in the aura, it shows this person's aspiring to realize their self, to be higher and happier and joyful being. And so they are these things, they are moving towards these things by the degree of the density of the color. When the color is strong and translucent, they're moving more towards spiritual energies. When it's dull and lifeless, then they're moving more towards the inert side of darkness. When it's in between, this is the play of consciousness. The color yellow. Now the color yellow in the aura stimulates intuition and wisdom. I remember one Buddhist sect which concentrated on this particular yellow ray. And it was very bright, beautiful yellow ray. They wore yellow robes. Some of them wore the saffron robes, which are orange kind of yellow, which is a blending of the mind and emotional structure. But the pure ones wore the yellow hat and the yellow robes. And they brought out the intuitional awareness from a God conscious point of view. Now this isn't the intuition of the psychic level. This is the intuition at the spiritual level of consciousness, at the mystical level of consciousness. And this is wisdom at that level. So it's this light raised to a high vibration spiritual light. The green is virginity, immortality, growth, aspiration, and hope. That's virginity, immortality, growth, aspiration, and hope. when it is shown in that spiritual sense in the aura, when we're looking at the spiritual interpretation. You know, a lot of times when we see colors in the aura, we could give the person a negative interpretation. What we want is to not tell them what can go wrong, but what can go right. What is the positive thing? So they put their mind and their consciousness on that. Whatever anybody tells you, you're going to start thinking about it. And if they tell you to watch out for bad things, then you're going to start thinking about the bad thing. If you are told the good things, then your mind will dwell on those. You'll ponder those things. So ponder the positive interpretations of the color. And this green brings about the power of virginity. Newness of life. You see, like the grass green, the flowers got the green stems and leaves, the trees are green, and you got a lot of foliage that is green. It's showing new life. It's constantly growing and changing form and recycling and growing again. And so when this green is there, it gives that new life to the person, that immortality, reaching the soul, reaching spiritual consciousness. There's a growth there, an aspiration, a liftment that lifts it up in hope to God. And so there's hope in the soul when the individuals are at this particular point in their aura of drawing green at the spiritual level. Now you have to look at this with your spiritual eye to see the spiritual color. Now the blue is intellect, thought, truth, and spirit when it's in the spiritual level. It's the thought of divine thought, which doesn't have words. There's an area of thinking that has no words. It is aware of light and energy, consciousness and awareness, and it's thinking in light and color. Color and light and sound and motion. And so it is no longer thinking in the word structure. So when we say thinking here or thought, we mean the thought that is manifested from light and energy and color. So you should be thinking in color. And let your thoughts be in color and light at this point. The next color we talk about here is straw. Now straw is a pale yellow color, as you know. It brings intuition, perception, budding spiritual consciousness. See, it's close to the white. And so it brings out that spirituality in the yellow ray. It brings out a deeper perception, and this intuition again is at a higher level, a divine intuition coming closer to the Godhead. The closer you get to the Godhead, the clearer you have intuition until you come to the point of illumination. Then there's no need for intuition any longer, because then you're conscious in illumination. It is in a recall. Turquoise. Turquoise is subliminal. It brings a subtleness on. It brings on infinity, a culture, and a morality. It has a zealousness that flows in this turquoise color. That is a communication when you're high and enthused in God, in that blue ray, and you have that in your heart, you get a communication from the hierarchical energies through this turquoise ray that comes down into the heart center where you can know how to put it in your environment. You get the principle and then know how it works as well. And so this turquoise brings that infinity, that immensity of consciousness. The culture is that what the ideas were brought into the environment, what was expressed in the environment, that's how it affects the culture. And the morality is that the heart is now lifted to truth, and it's lifted to the higher levels of consciousness, having the green and the blue within it. So it's that combination, that area between the heart and the throat center. And you'll notice that these colors are between centers and closer to some center, in combinations of centers as you're looking at them. That means you have those centers on at those degrees of intensity, and they add these colors. So this would be having the heart and the faith, having hope and faith, open to guidance from your spiritual guide, from God, from the Holy Spirit, from the Master, Saints, and Holy Beings. Will guide you from this higher ideal state of truth and reality in your heart, understanding, knowledge, and environmental consciousness. Now this is not okra, but ochre. As I've been told, okra is a vegetable, but this doesn't even look like okra. This is ochre. This is a pale ivory brown. A pale ivory brown color we're talking about. This shows human passion, human desire, and human earthliness. It brings it to an earthly state of consciousness. The brown in there is what grounds it to the earth. The pale ivory color is a desire. It's a desire for earthly things and for things to be pure in the emotional levels. It is it's human passion. It's a desire for comfort in the passions of consciousness, to be comfortable in the earth, to be tied up in the earth, but to still have that purity within that. And so it can be positive, but if you are raising on the path, you don't want any brown at all in your aura, so you're not earthbound, and so this color would not be desirable to have in your aura. But if you saw it in someone that's on the spiritual path, that would tell you that they're attuned too much to the earth and not enough to the spiritual side. Coffee au lait. This is like a creamy brown, like coffee with cream in it. That's what coffee au lait is. It means coffee with the cream. Lait is the cream or the milk. And this is a semi-conscious and worldly life stage. When someone is in this, they're semi-conscious. They're not quite there. You'd be talking to them and they'll go, what? You know, and you're right there talking to them. They're half asleep, semi-conscious. They're so ground in the earth, they can hardly make a move. And they're caught in worldly things. They're just bound up in the world. Everything in the world, they're afraid of the world, but they want to go out and be comfortable in the world. They like the stuff of the world. They're in materialism. They're bound up in materialism. They walk around a little lethargic, half asleep, lacking the volition and the energy. Because, see, the brown takes all the colors and mix them up together there, you see. You mix them up and you get a brownish kind of color. And if you mix the deeper purples and some of the off shades in there too, you get a black. Will come to black. So the earth is like all the colors are mixed up in the earth, and then red tomatoes come out, and yellow carrots, and green vegetables, and all this comes out of the earth because all the colors are in the brown. You see, and it pulls them out of there. But see, these are used colors, used. And so it's not a fresh movement of life. It's something that's been used over and over and over and over and over and over and over again to where it gets grounding the person to the earth. So that coffee au lait is that semi-consciousness, that earthliness, worldly life, wanting a worldly life. Not too much on the intellectual side, not very much on the spiritual side. Mostly just satisfy the senses and get it from me, my I kind of consciousness. Antwerp blue. Now this is a deepish kind of blue, a deep, almost cobalt blue, but not a cobalt blue, almost. It's like a deep, dark blue towards the cobalt line. It does have a quality of beauty, power, nobility, and integrity in it. It has that for the personality of the individual. It raises them up, it gives them beauty that is unfolding and within them. This beauty radiates out from them with this kind of color. It is more personally orientated. They have power, and the power is more personally orientated towards creativity and bringing out these kind of talents and gifts within the individual. It's with a spiritual intent behind it. It has the nobility that you are in a higher class of consciousness. You put yourself in a higher level of consciousness, walking with the masters and being a creative being. It has within it the integrity that when the trust in the word, integrity is the trust in the word, trust in the action, be able to have this power of the trust and truth and reality within it. So the Antwerp blue is a powerful color, beauty, power, nobility, and integrity. Now coffee color, this is coffee without cream. It's a dark brown, you know, the dark brown of the coffee. This is indecision, materiality, attachment, sensuous consciousness. It means that your mind, your senses are caught up in sensations and sensuous consciousness and seeking to satisfy that kind of consciousness. It's materiality. It's wanting all this material stuff. I want to get that because somebody else has that. And they got a lot of things in their house. they're probably not even using. You know, they got stuff stored in the closet, in the basement, in the attic, and they probably got a storage unit someplace else that they've got stuff stored in, because they've got so many material things they can't use them all, but they keep getting them. They may have two refrigerators and two bedroom outfits, extra one of everything, you see. And just in case, they got hanging out of it. They get caught up in the material things. I can't be without my can opener. I can't be without a refrigerator. I can't be without my TV, you see. And if I don't have my right couch and my special chair, those kind of things. You get caught in the materiality and the sensations of feeling sitting in the chair. You see, so it draws them to a material. It's an earth stage. And so it isn't on the path to spiritual consciousness. That's the block on the path. So that can block the individual. You can see how this can be negative in the aura. So that's why we say get the browns out and get the black out of there, so that you're not being grounded to the earth, that you can raise to these higher vibrational colors. Purple. Now, purple is a very dynamic color for spirituality. It gives royalty, glory, exaltation, honor, magnetic attraction, success, truthfulness. It gives royalty, glory, exaltation, honor, magnetic attraction, success, truthfulness. See, the kings used to wear the purple robes, those deep purple, to have that higher point of consciousness, that universality, that of the royalty and the leader of the group. So it brings a leader out in you. It brings a royal power out in you. You're a child of God. You're taking your place in the kingdom of God. You're walking from this kingdom of the higher consciousness. And you have the glory, and it's a lifting exaltation. It's a lifting of energy. It has that dynamic power of red in it for the volition, and has that dynamic power of blues in there with violets in there, bringing it to that higher mental and spiritual level. So it is it's a powerful color for raising on the path, to have a purple around you or violet or those kind of vibratory rates. It gives a depth of perception, but it's still, even this purple is pulling you more as an individual human being at this level of consciousness, rather than at the more universal levels of consciousness. Drab. Now, drab is a pale green, yellowish brown. Green, yellow, brown, kind of that color, that drab. And the drab is a potential clairvoyant. It's instinct, it's genius, it's precocity. As you are taking and working with this particular color, it gives you a clairvoyant ability to see earth things. This isn't the clairvoyance of spiritual level of consciousness. This is the potential of that level. So it does see clearly the things of the earth, and is bound up in a lot of those kind of things. It has a genius ability to masterfully take an area of consciousness and be stuck there, and to do everything related to that area. See what a genius does? He takes something like, he's a genius of mathematics, and then he equivalates everything in the universe, all of creation, to mathematics. So now he becomes a genius. Einstein being a genius of light and energy. You see, he was equivalenting everything to light and movement and consciousness, and so he became a genius at that point of consciousness. Someone that puts all of their attention into music, they become a genius at music, you see. It means they're fixed in that particular area of consciousness. The mystic takes that same power and is able to move it anywhere. But the genius is focused on one area, trying to equivalent everything to that, or make it equal to that area, or responsible to that area of consciousness. They're showing how everything's connected to that one thing. The next color is sapphire blue. Now, sapphire blue is spiritual perception, realization in perception, and loveliness. When you have the sapphire blue, you're asking for the loveliness of God to flow through you, that spiritual loveliness. You're asking for the realizations at this more truth and higher mind level, rather than realizations at some of the lower or higher levels. You're centering here more at the throat, raising up towards the brow. It's an upward movement to the throat rather than a downward or one of the side or in or out movements. It's upward in its consciousness. And here we are working with the spiritual perception. It's how not only do you see, but now you perceive, you have an idea, an ideal about it that has come to consciousness. So you're perceiving through the ideal or idea of it at a spiritual level of perception. One of the higher bands of the throat chakra. Remember, there's all the colors are in each center of all the chakras. And so you have a rainbow in each center. When you're getting to those higher areas of the blue, in that blue ray, it's in the throat chakra, you get in this sapphire blue. And here it brings on the perception of the clairvoyant abilities of the third eye, ability to perceive deeply into the beauty and strength of, inner strength of things. Seal brown. Seal brown is coldness, indifference, repulsion, physical comfort. Someone wearing this color is a very self-centered kind of person. They're not going to go out of their way or be warm. They're kind of sharp and direct and very blunt, like being hit with a club, you know. So you have to be careful when you see this in the aura. Now remember, these things can also appear, if you can't see them directly as the light around there, they come out in the appearance of the clothes that the individual's wearing. The color of the automobile they drive, the color of the rooms in their home, their office area. These are externalizations of the moods and consciousness and awarenesses in the individual. And so if they like that particular color, you may not see it because you haven't heightened your perception to that level, aren't looking from the parasympathetic level of your nervous system. You might still be looking with your physical eyes, because you can see the aura with your eyes open or your eyes closed, because the aura is seen with the third eye, it's not seen with the physical eyes. Though you may see it through the physical eyes, you may look with your third eye through your physical eyes and see it out here. But it is within the imaging portion of mind. It's in the image of mind, and it's a radiance and it's an impression upon the strata. And so when you're looking from that point of view, you can see the aura all the way around. But when you look with the physical eyes, you can only see like what's facing you. But with the spiritual eye, you can look all around it, in it, outside of it, all around at the same time. It has that ability to be able to look from all directions with your third eye. You can't do that with a tunnel vision of the physical eyes. But you can restrict your clairvoyance to try to look through the physical eyes, but it's really a mental perception. It's a higher consciousness. You can close your eyes and still see auras. You can look at a black and white television and see the auras of the individuals that are on the TV when you are highly attuned and clairvoyant. Violet. Violet is the love of truth and God. It's concentration. It's humanity. Humility. It's a loveliness, it's divine zeal, it's earnestness of spirit. The violet is a very unique area. Did you know more school children pick the color violet than any other color? It is also one of the favorite colors of homosexuals and transvestites. Because it makes a unique individuality at the psychological level. But at the spiritual level, it doesn't do that. You see, well, there is a difference. At the child level, it's a soothing of the higher mind before their mind is cluttered. See, they're more at that abstract level of their mind and physical body. Before the mind has had a lot of impregnation of information and experiences with it to dilute the color of violet with the yellow ray. And so that's why the children are picking it, more for a physiological satisfaction. The transvestites, the ones that are picking it, people that are unique individuals will pick this color too. Not necessarily meaning if they have it on that they are, broken polarity balances. At the spiritual level, we have this love of truth in God. The concentration at the spiritual level is a concentration at the third eye level, you see, in the crown level of seeing. Because you can see with your third eye, or you can see with the universal eye of the crown. You can see with the Radhanausi's eye with the gold. You can see with the eye of illumination. See, you can see with astral eyes. You can see with a mental eye. See with a psychic eye, a creative eye. See, but we are looking now here with a spiritual eye, and that's what you're seeing with the violet. So you have eyes in all dimensions. Can we hear it for the eyes? Okay. So the violet, it is a stimulating color to the blue ray. It causes a zeal, the movement or action of the red, moving the blue ray, moving the creativity, the higher abstract consciousness. The color gold. Gold is love of light, truth, purity, wisdom, health, and spiritual power. Understand the goal. Love of light. When you love the light, I love the light, I live in the light, God bless the light, I am sustained by the light, I am light's fullest dimension, I am light's purest intention. That is wisdom, that's gold, that is mastery, that has power in it. It has spiritual power in it. And when you see this gold in a person's aura, you know they have spiritual power. When you see the radiations of this gold in their consciousness, you know they love light and truth and purity and wisdom, and they have a health flow, one of the great transmissions of energy to bring a clearer health flow is to transcend the lower colors by sending the individual a gold color where they have the mastery of the health within them. See, you can send them a red and stimulate the body, or orange and emotions, or any one of the colors and stimulate the other levels. But a lot of people are sending white light right away. Well, that just shows the person up for everything that's going wrong. At that moment, they need to purify. If they don't believe in Christ, then you've just stirred up the kettle and brought the negatives up to the surface without a way to get out of it. If you keep sending the light on there and they don't accept that God is going to heal them, you just keep revealing to them and to everyone that's around them their problem, their negative. And you should also send them power so that they can handle what they're getting. Send them the wisdom, the health healing of the golden ray of light, which is a universal power, and will heal all the levels of consciousness. And give that person back to stimulate that, get them back to their mastery and stimulate the mastery within them. So always send some gold along with that healing. Also send some white with that healing. But don't just send white light all the time, because you may be praying and sending white light, and the person's not getting healed, and you're wondering why. You're lacking faith. You say, well, maybe I'm lacking faith, you see. And you put that on yourself. So don't put negatives on yourself about about things that happen, because you may not be doing all that is necessary there yet. You may be doing just what you know by what some class has been taught. But through experience, we have the wisdom to know about these golden rays of light and to dispense these rays, to give everyone else mastery. A master can only be a master by giving mastery away. You see that? That's the way it is with spiritual things. On the earth, we want to take everything. See? In spirit, we give everything. In the mind, we give and take. Mauve. This is a delicate kind of a pale purple color, mauve. And this gives spiritual affection. When it's in the aura, it means spiritual affection. It means there's love from the spiritual level. It just doesn't want to jump your bones. He wants to love you at a higher level, you see. And so at this point of consciousness, we have this spiritual love that loves the individual manifestation of God there. It's not caught up in the body, not caught up in the emotions or mind of the individual, not even caught up in their experiences or knowledge or their creative power. They're respecting them as an individual manifestation of God. They're loving them as God would love them, this spiritual affection. They're giving affection as God would give the affection. Cherry. This is a bright red. This gives, there it goes, connubial love. Connubial love and devotion. This is a brilliance of action. It's a high vibration of action. But it's not that pure love of God. It still has mental components in it. It still has emotional and physical components in it. So you want to come to, even though it's a high vibrational of expression of the love, it doesn't reach the spiritual proportions. Dove. Now, dove is like a pale grayish color. It's innocence, it's harmlessness, it's steadfastness, it's patience, it's persistence. The dove color gives that persistence. But see, it's still on the line between darkness and light. It's in that gray zone. So it's someone that is in these areas but hasn't quite freed themselves of all the darkness yet. They aren't the purity of the innocence yet. They may still be holding something against themselves. They may still be having others condemn them and think that the other person has the truth and they don't. You know, some people condemn you. Who are you going to pick that has the truth? Yourself or them? In the next color, we have salmon pink. Now, salmon pink's kind of an orange-pink color. And this orange-pink color, it has ardency, buoyancy, exuberance in it, the love of the world. And this pink is like a childlike nature in the orange of emotional body. So it's kind of loving the world in that sense of the word, that it's innocent like a child, enjoying the world, going out and experiencing the world. It's not spiritually awakened, but it is worldly awakened, and it's still in a joyful state. It's still growing. It hasn't matured all the way. The pink shows it hasn't matured all the way. See, if you have pink in adult's aura, they haven't matured. It's pretty common in a child's aura. But you get pink in adult's aura, it's still a little immaturity to the consciousness. Now, this is different than the pink ray on the solar bridge, which has a rose color tint to it. It has a touch of the violet to it. This is that very subtle pinkish kind of pink that we're talking about. It has that innocent kind of movement in it, the childlike nature within the consciousness. So it, what did I say? Pale pink, right? Salmon color, right. The salmon color has that palish color pink in the orange. You've seen that salmon, so you know what the color that is. So if you just cook a salmon, you'll get the idea what I'm talking about there. Lilac. Now, lilac is a pale kind of purple. It's not violet. It's a pale purple. It has sweetness, intensity, aggressiveness, and impulsiveness in it. See, it has that pale kind of purple color that pales out the pink again. You see? It pales the pink. So it does give it some negative qualities as well as having some good qualities. Be very sweet. It can be very sweet in its energies, but it also can, and be very intense, but it can get a little aggressive because it has that red ray pushing it there, pushing on the energy. Scarlet. Now, you heard about scarlet O'Hara, I'm sure. Scarlet, this bright red color, shows temper. Temper, lust, horror, murder, hate. Wow. This is one of the battles when you get to the crown chakra. There's scarlet and white. And you have to master that scarlet. You have to master temper, have the right temperament at the crown. You have to overcome lust. You have to purify the horror, and you have to transcend the murder and hatred of consciousness. Overcome those type of passions against the body, passions against the mind and the individuality of another person. So scarlet should be taken out of your wardrobe and out of your aura as quickly as possible. And with a temper, you're going to keep it there. As long as you get angry, as long as you get upset and let your temper go off, that scarlet is going to be sticking in that aura, and it'll stick in everybody else too, because it shoots out of the aura. It wants to hurt the other person when it gets to a certain point. It wants to strike out, so it has a striking out physically as well in it. Pearl gray. Pearly gray is unobstructedness, shyness, refinement, spiritual recognition. Now, this is a fine, light gray, this pearly gray. It's almost white gray, but it still has that tinge of fear in it. There's still a doubt or something in their mind. There's still a stopping of really realizing the purity and perfection of God. So it hasn't reached the pureness of the white yet. But it is a pearly colored gray, and it does bring on obstructiveness and a shyness and a refinement and a spiritual. It can recognize spirit. It doesn't mean it is spiritual. It has spiritual recognition. It can recognize the spirits, but it's not necessarily spiritual itself. It's not sure if it's spirit. It may be spirit. It's see? That kind of consciousness. Maybe I better stay on spirit just to be safe. Melon color. Melon is a pinkish kind of orange, a pale pinkish orange. It's different than salmon. It looks like a cantaloupe type of melon, that kind of pinkish orange color in there. I don't know why they didn't call it cantaloupe, but they call it melon instead. It gives a fullness of life, vivaciousness, it gives magnetism, it gives impressionability, it gives susceptibility. See, it's that innocence again, the childlike nature is susceptible to things. And so you can use that positivity to have love flow in that way, and some use it that way, to be susceptible to love, to get the deeper impressions in consciousness, to have that vivacious kind of movement, jolly emotional charge there. It's a good color on the whole to use, but still again, any of these colors that deal with red, orange, yellow, black, brown, or all lower triad or earthbound colors, or inert. You see, black is inert, power-seeking kind of energy. And so anytime it is drawing down to these lower colors or personality-orientated colors, it means that the individual still hasn't reached the enlightenment stage. And olive green. Now, olive green is a dull gray, yellowish green. It's earthy, it's deceitful, it's treacherousness, it's unfaithful, it's jealousy, it's fear. It's the army's favorite color. And so you must be very careful with people that wear this. You know, a lot of people are wearing these olive drabs now. They are dangerous people. A lot of people want to go into the survival mode. They get into this color and they get close to the earth. It's an earthy kind of an earth bondage that you're making identify with the environment, the dirt and the foliage and all that, you see. The dullness of the green, the dullness of the grayish green, a fear in it. So the soldier must have a little fear. He must have some deceitfulness, trickiness in there too, you see, to kill the other person. So it's and it has it's a liar. See, it doesn't tell the truth. It's deceitful. It's not going to tell the truth. And so the people who carry that, you have to be very careful. And they're wearing those kind of clothes, and some people are trying to get that out now, and some of the clothes that are around the world, but it creates that kind of consciousness within the individual. They're going to do things, though, even to lie to get their own end. You know, they in the communist doctrine, they say it's okay to lie to get your own end. See, in the democracy, we say you must tell the truth. Everyone is equal in the truth. The truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God. Robin egg blue. Now, robin egg blue is kind of a palish blue with those little kind of white specks through it. It gives faithfulness, love of truth, decision, constancy, and trust. It has that trust in it, that lighter blue of trust, that purity flowing through the trust, to trust God, to trust the purest thing. So this is a high vibrational color, and one that a spiritual person can wear and have positive power in. Pink. Pink is gentleness. Now when it's taken to the spiritual level, see, when it's polluted by another color, it can be pulled to personality. If you mix it with greens or yellow or orange or red, you mix the pink in there, you are pulling it down to personality level. But if you take this now up to the spiritual level, this is what you get. You get gentleness. You get admirability. You get fondness of friends. You get a pure human love. It isn't, I'm going to love you for what I can get, or I'm going to love you because you did this or that, and if you don't love me, or if you don't do that, I'm not going to love you. Or if you don't love me, I won't love you either. That, it's not that kind of consciousness. It is that pure human love, the respect for the humanity and the other individual. It transcends the polarity of male and female polarity. It can love mom as much as it can love dad. It can love brother and sister at the same power. It can love all men and women at that same human level of consciousness. And seeing each other and respecting each other as human beings. heliotrope. Heliotrope is a pinkish purple. It's seriousness, it's sadness, it's individuality, it's loneliness. You see, it has both positive and negative aspects to it. Apple green. Apple green is deep hope. If you've ever seen a green apple, you know what I'm talking about. That apple green gives deep hope. And when a person has that inner aura, they have a deep hope with the new aura. Nile green. This is a pale light green. This gives differentiation, change, restlessness, disappointment, and femininity. I don't know what they're saying about the women here when they say femininity. Maybe they have ability to change their mind, and maybe the femininity does get disappointed quite a bit. That could be the meaning. When I feel this color, I feel that there's an indifference in the person's energy and consciousness when they're in that. They haven't solidified their experiences. See, it's too pale yet to have a solid experience or understanding with it. So it's kind of, I'm indifferent till I get more information or something like that. So it can be a higher indifference, or it can be an indifference like I don't care. Indifference too. So you have to see what other components are in the aura to see what's making one color do another thing. See, with different colors in the aura, they affect one another as well. So a person with all high colors in the aura, you know that that's a positive energy. But they may have a bunch of high colors and then have streaks of brown and all of drab and things like this at the bottom part of the aura. So they do okay as long as they stay high in their consciousness, but as soon as something grounds them out, I mean, they'll lie, they'll cheat, they'll go to the world, they'll try to satisfy themselves with material things. You see, people that are failing to do certain things on a spiritual path, well, they'll go out and buy themselves a bunch of material things to feel good, you see. Rose red. Rose red is love of sex. Human love in all its natural forms. That rose red. You ever give you give the girl red roses? Why does the guy give the girl red roses? He loves sex. In fact, the flower is the sexual organ of the plant. And so when you give it to him, it's stimulating that rejuvenating power. And so you can give different color roses, but the red rose means that the love of sex and human sex in all its human forms. Not animalistic sex and not the perverted sex and those kind of things. It's a pure movement because it has a rose to it. The rose has a touch of violet. Remember, it's a light red with a touch of violet in it. Gives it that rose hue to it. So it has a touch of spirit within it. So it raises it up. Lavender. Lavender is a pale violet. It gives gentleness, soberness, subtlety, and penetration. It has the ability to penetrate into things. But the lavender is still orientated towards the ego side a bit, but still has a lot on the spiritual side of consciousness when you're working with that pink and violet to make that lavender. So it takes that violet over just a bit to the pinkish side or the palish side there, which takes and then brings it to down to more personality orientation. Magenta. Magenta is intense humanity, philanthropy, devotion to an unpopular cause or truth, a decisive character. Now magenta is a light reddish violet. It doesn't have any brown in it. And so it does take it to these levels. Some say also in this level it's noble indignation. An individual has the truth and sees doesn't like anyone that takes the wrong action in truth, you see. Wants to keep that true. Wants to keep it a pure action of truth and spirit. And so it wants that action of truth and love in it flowing clearly. Corn color. Corn is a light heartedness to the person. It has this light corn color in there, and it's a freedom of mind and pleasure. So when this light yellow, this corn color is in there, you want to be lighthearted. You don't like heavy burdens on your mind. Don't want to worry. Don't bother me with all a bunch of words. you see. I'd rather you sing to me, sing the words to me, or give me, you know, let's be a little joyful with this, a lightheartedness with it. See, so the corn color does bring up the mind. It gives a freedom to the mind. You know, darker yellows start binding the mind until you have this, the real dark yellow, where the mind is bound in worry, you see, and it may have streaks of gray in it because they have fear in the worry. They might have malice in the worry. They might have black streaks in there. They might have anger in the worry. They have red streaks, you see. Other colors can be streaking other colors and give the interpretation a little change. We're talking at these colors, just looking at them in their pure state, that most of the time there are other colors present. And so when you're looking in the aura, you'll see these others. So your mind, you should take from the deepest level, which considers it as a whole being, rather than just zero in on that one color and say, well, this is what it is. Give a wholeness to it. Cayenne blue, which is an electric blue. This is occultism, depth, deepness, melancholy, visionary. See, there's a negative quality, melancholy. Melancholy can come into this color. So melancholy is an emotional sickness, a loneliness for something. Melancholy over the sweetheart, melancholy over something it didn't get. It's a negative vibration that the emotions get in there and can affect it. So you have to be very careful that that you don't let the emotions wreck this color. It does give visionary powers. It does give a depthness. It's occultism, hidden side of the truth. Lemon. Lemon is a clear, pale yellow. This is the love of light, the love of peace, serenity, cheerfulness, a cheerful nature. God loves a cheerful nature. I see a lot of this lemon color in people's mind, mostly on the subjective side. Usually on the objective side, they have these other colors of yellow in there. But I see that in the mind of most people, they do love the light. They do seek peace and serenity, and they are wanting to be cheerful people. Who wants to run around, frowning and not being happy and not being joyful, cheerful kind of nature? And it cheers up others, too. Claret, this is a dark, purplish red. This is moody, distrust, suspicion, weakness, passion. Moody, distrust, suspicion, weakness, passion. Ochre is a pale green yellow. This is earthly. It's coarse. It's affection and sensual attraction. It has a sensuousness to it, a attraction to it. It's not a wholesome attraction. It's for the senses and sensations of consciousness. Peacock blue. You've seen that peacock blue with that bright greenish blue in it. It shows repose. It shows self-love. It says self-love, not love yourself. See, it has the self-love, not the love of the self. It has egoism in it, and it has concentration. So it has a powerful energy in it. Now, this egoism is a divine egoism, not a personality-oriented egoism. It means that the heart and the higher mind is controlling the ego. It has this peacock color in it. It loves the spiritual things. When the peacock color is in there, it's a love of spiritual things. It keeps that kind of knowledge and that kind of ideas, and that's how it manages the ego. So this is egoism at a different level. It's when you've mortified your personality and your ego, your lower ego, and you've raised up into higher consciousness, and then you bring the higher consciousness back to the ego, and then your ego comes out as a divine being rather than as a personality kind of self-centered being. Canary color. Canary color is a light yellow. This is sunshiny, brightness, the love of spiritual things. in this canary color yellow. And I see this a lot in the subjective side, and many times in the business or the area where people take their careers, their business, their the way they work with the systems and powers that they're working with on the earth. And I see a lot of this in that canary, sunshine, bright yellow for the love of the spiritual things. And for those that are on the path, they get this kind of consciousness in it. They love the spiritual way of thinking and letting that flow in their mind. Gray shows fear. It does give seeing and clairvoyance, though. There is one technique where you go lay on the graveyards. You know, you go lay on a grave at midnight, and it scares you so much you get real super conscious. What's that? Hey, you get real clear seeing. Because when anything happens, you go, look. And at the moment you're still and open and looking, you get clairvoyance, you see. So that's what clairvoyance is. So if you want to go lay on the graves and open up your clairvoyance, go ahead. Some clairvoyants love to wear that. They still have the fear there, you see. They still have that fear. They haven't made the full liberation yet. So the gray, should throw the grays out too. They're middle land. They're halfway between darkness and light. They're not all the way there, are they? Brown is earthliness, steadiness, physical, emotional, and mental earth ground. Boy, they got the physical, emotional, mental is earth ground in the brown, the dark brown. White rose. White rose is silent, power, realization, God conscious. The white rose, God conscious. The white rose, powerful. Fawn. Fawn is that, you've seen it, that light kind of brown with a little grayish white flecks all through it. Okay, that's a love of life, children, nature, and it has a helplessness about it. See, it has that helplessness. The gray gives it helplessness, you see. Cardinal. Cardinal is a bright red. This gives power, imperialism, grandeur, strength, tyranny, cruelty, war. Wow. See how that's positive and negative? So if you're ever using the color, make sure you're using it at the highest spiritual point. Don't let it slip a little bit. Or next thing you know, war, cruelty, tyranny. See, but it does give strength. And it does give power. But these aren't always at the... They may not always be used at that higher level. Passion come in there, it pulls that war and cruelty in it, see? That bright red. Goblin blue. Boo. It's electric blue with just a little off the U. It's similar to the peacock color blue, but it's not quite as defined. It's not as sharp. And so the goblin blue is like a peacock color blue, electrical, just off the shade with maybe a little greenish tint to it. And so it's not quite as defined as the peacock color blue, but it has the same qualities. Terracotta is a reddish brown. This is earth, steady but slow. Get one of those. I guess you've met some of those people. Especially when you have a project, you have to get out quick, right? And you get some of these people that want to volunteer. Buff. Buff is a pale yellowish brown. This gives perception, sense, reason, and judgment. It's a mental orientated color. Maroon. Maroon has a brownish red to it. It's earth, but it also has gentleness in it. It has obedience in it. It has noble indignation within it, even though it has an earth kind of a bondage to it. Dull pink. The dull pink is the same as pink, but it has more undecisiveness in it. And it's slower and has kind of a weakness to it. A dark crimson. This is a darkish, deep red. This shows wickedness. That dark crimson. You heard about the crimson pirate? See, there's a wickedness in there. The light yellowish brown. This is a hard to please person. They're irritable. And they have that yellowish brown. See, the mind is getting grounded out. And so they get irritable. They get that kind of hard to please. You know, gee, let's try something else and see if that'll satisfy me. Bright red. Bright red is an individual that will be very pronounced and very forward with their actions. They come right at you, they come right pronounced, they're very distinct in their energies, that bright redness. The color orange-brown. Orange-brown means subtle but worldly-wise. It's a subtle color, but it's worldly-wise. It's just below the level of it's in the subconscious area of the brown level, and it knows how things are working, how the patterns of the earth is moving. The pale yellow, pale, very pale, fine, like a almost white yellow. This is a mystic color. This is a power for the mental level of consciousness, this pale yellow. Now, let me see here. Light purplish, or light purplish, light bluish pink. Light bluish pink, didn't have purple in it at all. Light bluish pink is fickle, it's a flirt, or a coquette. I thought coquettes were those things you made out of meat, you know, and they shape it. No, but this is a coquette. Maybe it's one of those shapes of consciousness. The golden brown. Golden brown is old age, decay, it's maturity. Dark red brown, very disagreeable. A bluish pink. They're delightful, entertaining, they have an even balance, they become a favorite. See, they got the balance between the male and female, so everybody likes them, you see. Whether they're boys or girls, they like those people. Dark green. Dark green is hate, envy, jealousy, spite. When you get that real dark green, like that Sherwood green, that dark green, that's a hate red. That's a dark forest green. It has selfishness in it. It has a pulling away from the rest and kind of only concern about your own soul and well-being. Dull orange. Dull orange is adolescence. It has understanding, it's youthful, it's a love of life. Leather. Leather is rough, coarse in its energies. That leather color gives a roughness to the person, a coarseness to the individual. Dark rose pink is devotion to personal levels and a consistency of love in that deep rose pink. See, it's a devotion to the personal and a consistency flow of love. Because as that rose, see again, a touch of spirit is in there. When you get the touch of spirit in, it changes the whole makeup of the energy. A grayish blue, you get that kind of darkish grayish blue, that's depressed spirit. It means the spirit in the individual has been depressed. I've seen that in the aura of a lot of Mexican people when I went below the border. They had this suppression over their spirit, and they had that kind of grayish color in that blue. Emerald green. Now, emerald green is a highly psychic color and intuitional area. It brings healing energies and power to you. Lead color, which is a dark bluish gray. This brings on psychic power and expression. So here it is again, laying on the line. Go lay on the graves. This time, make sure the moon isn't out. Purple black. Now, purple black is black magic. It's necromancy. Necromancy is calling up dead spirits, calling the dead up, or quickening the dead, creating zombies, taking a body and putting some other spirit in it to move that body. Might put an animal spirit in there to move the body. You might put your own will in to move the body. You see, some animate another body by their own projecting of their protoplasm into that other individual's consciousness, and then taking over that body and resurrect that that dead body, taking over the consciousness of a dead body. Purplish white. This is white magic. This is leucromancy. Now, leucromancy is the invoking of spiritual guides and spiritual beings. Natural gray. It, leaning to the silver and translucent side. When the when it's a natural grade leaning to the translucent side, it has a meditative quality to it. It has a reconciliation and a justification quality into it. But pure meditation doesn't have those qualities. Indigo, very deep unity, cosmic consciousness. That's okay. Very deep, it has unity in it, it has cosmic consciousness within it. The dark brown, diabolical and destructive. These are 81 color interpretations. There are many other shades of color. This is to give you an idea of what you are seeing. A lot of these colors I've never seen in some people's auras. But I know the color, and I went through each one of the colors to feel them. What you do is put that color on and see what you get from that color, and be able to be detached enough that you don't take it on permanently if it's a negative. And if you want it, then bathe yourself in that color. Bathe yourself in that kind of surrounding. Put those kind of clothes on, put that kind of energy around you, and that will draw that color to you. But if you are working at the higher level of spirituality, the colors you put on outside reverse polarity on the inside. When you reach your mystic and spiritual levels of the crown, then the colors are the same outside or inside. So there is a differentiation there, the physiological, psychological, and spiritual interpretations of these colors. Find out for yourself. Gaze, gaze, gaze is the power to see the aura. Gazing has an open, relaxed mind. May God's great and Holy Spirit guide you. May you color your life with beautiful colors. Blessings of light. We love you. Blessings of light. Here I am gazing. I'm gazing upon my body. There's two ways of doing this. Setting and gazing on your body from a remote scene. Stand right outside of yourself and look back at the body. Gaze at the body. The other way to do it is stand in front of a mirror. But gaze on the body this week. And get this remote ability to see. You may have to use the mirror first, but try before the end of this week's out to look at your physical body like you're looking down from the corner of your room as it's laying on your bed or sitting in a chair. Look like you're looking down from the corner of the room at your body. Get this awareness like I'm in the corner looking at my body. Concentrate on it. You will have a reversal of attention where it will leave the body and be looking back from the corner of the room. Practice this gaze this week until you have remote seeing. This is a practice for astral and light body stability and travel. The breath this week is remote breath. You feel yourself breathing from the corner of the room when you're there looking back, or you feel yourself breathing in another part of the room from the body. Feel yourself breathing another place and put your consciousness on that breath and feel yourself there where you're breathing. When you are able to do this with a combination of other things, you can teleport the body. This week we want to concentrate on the violet ray. The violet ray, we're going over our rainbow bridge, our solar bridge, and through the white light, and then we're going and concentrating on the violet, holding the violet, Archangel Zedkiel, Master Saint Germain, Lady Master Kuan Yin, the spirit of mercy, the spirit of malevolence, the spirit of compassion, the spirit of invocation, the spirit of transmutation, the spirit of freedom, the spirit of success, the spirit of ceremonial magic are all called by this particular ray. Concentrate. When you make a call in color, the higher beings respond. They come to that color when you hold it in the spiritual kingdom. Hold this violet at a high level. May God's great and Holy Spirit guide you. May you all live and move and have your being in the light. May your gazing and breath and meditations become clear and pure and God conscious. Blessings.